Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour of the program here tonight, Ladies Night. Ian with you.
Allie.
And Julia.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the website. We give them away. You actually get to control the site, and it should be coming back up for some people. The DNS has been reset to the website, but it may take time for that to propagate to your computer. So while you go to freetalklive.com, if it's not working correctly, it may just dump you on our Facebook page. But if you try back or maybe try opening a new browser or clearing your cache, you might be able to actually reach the site. Should be up for you certainly within a few hours. So thanks for bearing with us on that. FreeTalkLive.com, when it's available, is free. And even though Free Talk Live is down, you can actually still use the major function of the website because we've tied our site in with Reddit. And that means that when you're submitting content at FreeTalkLive.com to be voted on, you're using Reddit. You're just using it through our front page. So if Free Talk Live's site, for whatever reason, and it's rare that it happens, but for whatever reason, if it's down, you can just go to reddit.freetalklive.com. That'll forward you right to the correct subreddit, to allow you to continue to participate with submitting show prep to the show and voting on stuff, even when our website's down. So all you have to do is just go to the Free Talk Live subreddit at reddit.freetalklive.com. Coming up, according to alternet.org, the truth about female desire. We'll get to that here in a few moments. But Allie, you and I were discussing risk and the marketplace. And Julia was saying during the break she felt like maybe we were miscommunicating. And if that's the case, I definitely want to clear that up.
Here's what I hear. I've just been listening to you guys go back and forth. And Ian, you say, like, well, there needs to be risk. And I guess I did not hear Allie say that there wasn't going to be risk involved. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, the kind of risk that I think people are going to take is, like, rational risk. I mean, people certainly will take risks, and I think it'll turn out that they'll realize, well, you know, maybe I'm worse off for taking this risk. But I think for the most part, people sort of on their daily lives, make choices and they assess the risk and decide, like, is this risk worth it? And I think that just is like a natural part of what people do. I don't think there's any like self-sacrifice that needs to really take place in order for liberty to come.
You're talking about to get from where we are today to a place where we don't have a coercive state anymore, where anything that the people calling themselves the state are currently doing would be handled that is valuable, like, say, protection services or fire protection or roads, any of these things you're saying would be handled in the marketplace. And I want to see that future, too. I just think that there is going to be risk involved, and it's something that's usually something that the business owner isn't willing to do. They're not willing to put themselves at risk of a total shutdown.
What kind of risk are you talking about? Because we may be talking about different kinds of risk.
I'm talking about where if you get into competition with the state, they are going to get upset about that, and they will target you, and they will take you out. They will either shut your business down with armed men, or they will come after you personally with, you know, they'll find something at your house to bring you up on charges on, or whatever. They have ways of going after people who compete with them, and they don't like it. Now, there are some areas where you might be able to compete with them and not actually end up getting in trouble, like, you know, the Robin Hooding, for instance, here in Keene might be a good example of that, where people have been going from, you know, finding parking meter maids and walking in front of them, depositing coins in those meters to save people from getting tickets. It's completely legal for them to do that, but that hasn't stopped the state from lashing out with a civil lawsuit against them in an attempt to create a safety zone, as they're calling it, a 50-foot radius around the parking enforcer where the Robin Hooders cannot be. So my point is that anything you do that threatens the status quo of the state is going to be seen as a threat, and they're going to respond as though it were a threat because they don't want their legitimacy to be taken apart. They don't want to lose their monopoly on these things that we're talking about.
See,
so they're not going to make it easy.
I guess just from listening to your conversation, I didn't get the impression that Allie was disagreeing with that statement. I got the impression that she was sort of comparing it to the Silk Road and that maybe technology will advance to the point where you can easily get around that.
Right.
That's an awesome idea. I still am not sure how the technology advancing is going to fix the roads.
I don't know how
they're
going to
go out and do it.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but I don't think it's going to be one person doing it all. I think it's going
to
be
you'd have to have a crew to fix a road.
Well, not even just that. I think it's like, you know, for instance, if we're talking about transportation and people having to deal with the state, you know, trying to get from point A to point B, I think that, you know, okay, so one guy has this, you know, I as a person saying, I market, someone please design a jetpack that's affordable for me. Like, whatever, when I'm 30, I can buy a jetpack, please. So just now,
air car.
Just now I have done something. I have, like, expressed a desire for a certain product.
Sure.
Now,
and the market
that's not
would love
enough
to provide that for you, but there's the pesky FAA that's in the way, and
well,
they're
sure
going to prevent that.
So then the other steps that need to happen is that someone's got to, like, whatever, put in the someone's got to supply the resources, and then those resources have to come from somewhere else. Like, the market's very
but who's going to design something
decentralized
if they're going to not be able to sell it?
Well, I think that that's the someone's going to have to figure out a way to market it. If it's profitable for someone, like, that's part of the risk management. How much money do I stand to make, and how much risk am I taking on? And that's something that entrepreneurs do, and that's something...
They have to figure that out on their
they
own,
they have to
sure
figure that out, and
but,
they have people
let's
that
look at jetpacks,
help them.
Though. Okay, so the Mahler Air Sky Car, I think it's called, exists. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay, it's not a jetpack, but it is a personalized craft. An air flight-based craft. You know, it's one of those things with vertical takeoff and landing, so it just kind of goes straight up in the air, and then you can fly it places. And it does have, you know, wheels on it, so you can kind of taxi it, if necessary, on the ground. And this is real. The Mahler Sky Car, it's real. It's been around since the 70s. It has been designed, and they did take, you know, these entrepreneurs and these inventor types who are, you know, they're geeks. You know, hey, let's make a personal craft that you can, you know, maybe it's going to be affordable someday when put into mass production. Right now, only rich people could possibly afford that. But the only kind of people who could actually operate this craft would be the ones who have the FAA's permission to do so. And the FAA's not just going to, they're just not going to allow Mahler Sky Car to go up and, you know, open up distributorships. You know, you've got your Nissan dealer or your Toyota dealer in the area. There's not going to be a Mahler dealer in the area until the FAA gets the hell out of the way and stops threatening people with cages if they want to fly from one point to another. So that's why even if somebody does work on a jetpack, and, you know, that's kind of a smaller version of a sky car, right? So, and there's some more risks involved, like, you know, what do you use for the propellant, and maybe the technology would change that. But obviously, if you have a jetpack, you're going to have a heat-based device that's pretty close to you. So there's a lot of real safety issues, I think, involved.
I'm sure they'll work it out.
No, I trust that the market would work that out if the market felt that it was worth working in that area.
Right.
And right now, there's just too much liability, because not only are they liable from a safety aspect, but they're also liable from, you know, the government coming after them aspect. If they can't sell any jetpacks because no one can buy them because they're all afraid of the FAA's involvement, then they're not going to get involved in that area. So
can
I want to see the
any
market outdo the state. And maybe you're right. Maybe there'll be some magical thing that'll happen some way to, you know, to allow that to occur.
Well, it is.
I don't see it happening.
I think it's
soon.
Magical. But, like, are there any technologies or services of any sort that you can think of that the government would prefer you not to have, yet you have anyway?
Well, they probably would prefer I not have internet.
Okay. Well, then how did that happen? How
well,
is the government not able to stop that?
They don't understand it. I mean, it was one of those things that the cat's out of the bag. It exists. It's in such high demand that it's unstoppable. The government still can't even figure out how to regulate the internet. They can't figure out how to tax it. They're not smart enough. They're not fast enough
exactly
to respond to the advancements in technology. But the regulations didn't exist to restrict it in the first place. So the business owners who were the entrepreneurs behind the internet didn't have to ask anyone's permission to lay stuff in the ground or, you know, connect one point to another and all that. They didn't have to ask permission. Whereas if you're talking about taking an old industry like fire protection or airlines or jetpacks or whatever, you know, whatever we're talking about, these old industries are already regulated and the people in those businesses are too afraid to do anything outside of those bounds.
There have been examples, though, in the past of these sort of government industries that basically just can't keep up with technology and eventually fail, like the phone company, for example. Am I correct?
Well, for a while, the government did regulate the phone company to be only one company. They did open that up to competition over time, but it wasn't the market.
How merciful of them.
It wasn't the market that overcame the state in that instance. The state allowed more market action. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, to me, the way, if you want these things to happen, we've got to get the federal government first out of people's lives.
I don't think you even have
the best way to
I
do
think
that.
The market will get them out of
more
our lives.
More coming up. I hope you're right. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2520.
degree. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Five. And there's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumFive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-453. You know, we don't know what the future is going to look like. We don't know how we're going to get from here to more freedom. But I think that I agree with Allie that more freedom is inevitable. And it's going to take work. And if you want that for yourself, you want more liberty in your lifetime, you got to check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's over 70% of the way to reaching the goal of 20,000 people who've stated their intent to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So if you're tired of the constant growth of government intrusion in your area, you can sign up now at freestateproject.org and join the over 14,000 others who have already made that pledge. And join the people, the over 1,100 that are already here. That's why we're all here together, is because of the Free State Project. It's bringing activists, people who understand what liberty means, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom is all about your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. If you agree with those statements, you really owe it to yourself to go to freestateproject.org, check out the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and then get up here, because we've got a lot of work to do. There's not freedom yet. New Hampshire is probably one of the most free places out there, but there's still a lot of bad parts about it, and that those things need to change. And that's kind of somewhat what we're discussing here about how to get from where we are today with this super controlled market by the state to a free market where we actually have, you know, a choice in services. Like maybe I can choose my protection provider instead of having this monopoly provider,
right.
Or maybe we have different companies that build roads rather than just this one monopoly known as the government, which does a really crappy job of it. So I want to see this happen. And what, Ali, you and I have been going back and forth on here is our visions maybe for how it exactly will happen. But, I mean, we're not getting specific on how mm-hmm. it's going to happen. But essentially my understanding of what you're saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong here, is that you believe that, you know, the free market's going to happen, and that that, you know, what's going to get us there are these developments in the marketplace that will essentially allow business owners to expand into certain areas like fire protection or roads or whatever it is the government's currently providing, and be able to go in there without any real significant risk to their personal freedom. Whereas what I'm pointing out, of course, today, if you go and try to fix a road, they might arrest you for it, for, mm-hmm. you know, working on a road without a permit or some other nonsense, you know, charge that they would make up. But what I'm hearing from you is like this kind of faith-based mentality that, oh, well, the market will find a way to take away risk
from
replacing the state.
My faith is that people want to profit. And that is basically where this whole idea comes from, is that the market creates holes and the state creates holes in people's lives. You know, you've got problems. I got to go to work, but there's traffic involved. I want to park for work, but I'm going to get a parking ticket. Whatever it is the state is doing, which is creating inconvenience in my life, the only thing that could ever come up and, like, provide a solution is the market. And, you know, the market is it's a collection of everyone just acting in their self-interest. Mm-hmm. Everyone who makes choices, which is everyone who exists, is part of the market. And so it's sort of an organically happening thing.
It is. And like, you can't predict how it's going to end up panning out, right?
Like, you've sold products like Freedom Camp, for example,
mm-hmm.
you know,
FreedomCamp.net,
that protects you from when, you know, you have a police that pulls you over, and then you want to be able to keep everyone accountable, so you get this Freedom Cam, and it provides that option for you so that you're not just going off what the police officer says happens.
The market is creating wonderful tools, and especially technology. I mean, everybody's got a camera in their phone. It makes it easy to hold government bureaucrats accountable, but there's still risk involved in recording that cop. You know,
sure.
I think the point of disagreement.
But the people who make the Freedom Cams aren't necessarily ones taking on the risk.
No, that's true.
You know,
that's
true. The consumers are taking on the risk when they choose to use like any technology.
But they're not challenging the state directly. I mean, just by creating a video camera, you're not directly challenging the state. But if you're going out and fixing roads, if you're going out and you're providing protection or fire protection services in competition to the state, then you are a threat to their legitimacy, and they can't have that.
Maybe what we'll end up seeing is more situations like Detroit, where cities are just running out of money, because Detroit is probably the worst currently.
Mm-hmm,
but
yep.
We've read stories in the past about towns in Rhode Island and just kind of sprinkled all over the place where they're just running out of money. And so maybe what will eventually happen is, as these cities run out of money, that is the opportunity for the market to step in and offer solutions.
No, I agree. And we've seen it happen in Detroit, and we will see it happen in other places. The market will provide for people. If the state disappears tomorrow, the market's going to step in. All those people
sure.
that would normally be interested in providing these services, fixing roads, fire, etc., they would then step up, because then there's no longer the threat of being caged.
If people recognize the alternative, if for some reason there was no state tomorrow, like something crazy happened, all this government servers went down and they couldn't operate, I think people would still have a statist mentality about the way things should be run, because that's all they know. They cannot imagine an alternative.
Well, I think so, it would be long before someone would step up. I mean, if the state disappeared tomorrow, you would see independent schools opening up left and right. You would see, people start offering protection services.
Yeah.
I don't think it would take more than several weeks
for those
things to pop up, because I think the market does respond quickly to consumer demand if they're not afraid. And business owners are by nature afraid of the state. Otherwise,
rationally.
It's completely rational, which is why I say, you say the market's people operating in their self-interest.
Yeah.
Well, right now, people's self-interest is self-preservation.
Yep.
And a business owner is willing to, and I don't blame business owners for this. You didn't get into business to take on the state. You got into business to serve your customers and create whatever product or service. But the business owner wants to do those things. It wants to focus. The person who's running a business wants to make money, wants to make a profit by providing a good product or service and bringing people back again and again, hopefully, to tell their friends and all that. They don't want to go out and take on the regulatory agencies. They want to keep their head down when it comes to regulations. They don't want to put any sort of freedom on the line. They don't want to have to risk going to jail. That's why it's so rare that you'll see a business owner step up and defy, say, like openly, if you're a bar owner, openly defy a smoking ordinance or whatever. Usually they just say, oh, that's too bad. We'll just have to lobby for some more legislation and see if we can change things from inside the system. And I think that the more business owners that if we had more business owners who were willing to take some level of risk with their personal freedom and the existence of their business, then maybe we would see more advancements like you're talking about. But otherwise, you're going to have to back the state down through legislative processes if people aren't willing to put something on the line. So I don't like the political system, but I don't see any other way that you're going to be able to end the monopoly on roads, for instance.
One thing I will say that, and the sense that I agree with you is that I think the state, what I think their interest is control, and they don't want resistance. So I think sometimes they actually make a mistake and don't act in those interests when they take too much from an individual at once. Like, say you have a bar owner and like all of their customers are smokers. They're the bar that lets you smoke inside because they have the vicinity for that. And if they're not allowed to have smoking in their bar, then they basically lose everything they have. That guy is likely to take a stand because
that's true. If it's the last thing you got,
that's all he's got.
Yeah, that much is true. We've certainly seen business owners, when they're finally cornered like that, they'll go ahead and stand up for what they believe in, and that's good. But it's not going to be good enough to get us to freedom. There's going to have to be risk involved. Otherwise, you're only going to be able to do it through changing the system. 855-450-FREE, and either way, getting people together, of course, will help with that. Both of those things, which is why the Free State Project is a great idea. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
The biggest liberty-oriented event of the year is coming up July 10th through the 13th. It's happening at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas, Freedom Fest. It is going to be huge, and they're going to have all kinds of great special speakers like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and more. Go to freedomfest.com and get registered for the event. Learn more about tickets and hotel rooms. They are booking fast. Our very own Mark will be there representing Free Talk Live, so make sure you don't miss Freedom Fest. Freedomfest.com. We go to the phones and the fun. Frank is in California. You can bring up anything you'd like. Frank, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how you doing? Just want to say hi to you guys, everybody. Love your show.
And what's on your mind, Frank? Go ahead.
Yeah, check it out. I got this vision. I was listening to you guys. So in physics, once a body is in motion, it tends to stay in motion. So if the ground was the road, I guess, had magnets on it, you get on the highway, boom, you're rolling. You hit neutral, you have another magnet in your car, you drop that magnet down, that repels, you're like free riding. So, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of neat ideas as far as how roads can be improved. I remember there was a cool Disney video from like 1950 or sometime way back when, where they kind of showed some visions of roads of the future. And it's like this 5-minute long thing. I don't know if Donald Duck's in it or whoever. It's been a while since I've seen it. But, you know, they kind of present these different ideas for different types of cars, like a nuclear car and like having this crazy nuclear blast thing that can like blast through a mountain and create a road that just goes straight through a mountain rather than winding around the mountain, that kind of thing. Like, they really had some cool ideas for the future of what road technology could be. And I'm sure magnetics was one of those kind of ideas. It's the hard part is actually implementing it, because the government has essentially a near monopoly on roads, and they're not just going to let you come in with your ideas to you know, when their existing buddies in business in the construction field have already locked down contracts.
Right.
That's the challenge.
What if they take that and try to do it?
You mean the existing contractors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there would be nothing stopping someone from developing technology like that. It's just that getting it into the good old boys network is the tricky part.
I mean, yeah, so say you're in the good old boys network. If you have a contract, and basically every time you have to do repair on the road, you get paid all this, like, obviously you profit whenever you have to go fix the road.
That's right.
You set them up to fail so that you can keep coming back and you have a monopoly, so your incentive is to make sure that they get potholes every 5 years or whatever it is.
I think what the caller was saying was, you know, so what happens if somebody who's in the good old boys network, what if they come up with this idea? But I think that if you were, let's say you were involved in government and you came up with this idea, I think that you would really quickly realize that you couldn't get anywhere with it because there's so many hoops to jump through, so much red tape, and it would eventually fizzle out. It would be too difficult to implement.
It would be incredibly difficult. It'd be incredibly difficult. Well, you would get contracts, right, from the state in that case. But
we're assuming that this is only for the people who are already in with the state, right?
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Why would you change from the old tech to the new tech? And the implementation of it's really is difficult because then you have to have cars retrofitted and how's that going to work? Because that's going to be tricky.
Put it on the side of your car or underneath and hit a button and boom, goes to the floor.
So would there be like a regular road on top of it for backward compatibility?
It's just a regular road and just figure, how much the car weighs, how big a magnet would repel that kind of weight during such and such a speed. So once you get set in motion, you tend to stay in motion, so the magnet wouldn't be huge. It would be, size of a tire. I don't know.
Yeah, so each car would have to be retrofit with magnets.
Well, I think that's a cool idea. I think it's like kind of impossible for anyone to know what would be profitable because we don't know what expenses are involved in trying to do so. I'm not trying to bash your idea. I love to come up with little things like, what if one day there was this? But
there's research and development. You're right. The costs, you don't know what they would be because you would spend a bunch of money researching it and trying the technology out and then come up with some sort of workable model. Hopefully, otherwise you scrap it because it wouldn't work. But you come up with some kind of workable model and then find ways to bring costs down through mass production and all that. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but as Julia pointed out, there sure are a lot of regulatory hoops that would have to be conquered, which would be an incredibly difficult and expensive process. Taking on the existing network.
The only way I could see, like, whenever some kind of, I was reading some story about how they're going to have, like, micro tags or something, like trackable tags that travelers in airports can put on their luggage, and it seemed like, very techy, and I was thinking about, how, it's probably going to be used for in some way that I, as a libertarian, would find repulsive, like they're going to, use it to, know whose luggage to search or whatever it is. And I think that that's the only way these companies are ever going to, who work in the good old boys club, are going to ever market these ideas to the government and get money to actually see how much it's going to cost and then to follow through on it, is if they can prove to the government that it's going to give them more control ultimately over the populace.
Mm, yeah, I see that. Right. Frank, thanks for the call and thoughts, man. Appreciate it. 855-453. Matulu is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Matulu. Hello? Matulu, I hear somebody in the background there. I don't know if you put your phone down or what happened. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold here, and maybe we'll check back with Matulu in moments. At 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free.
You know what it reminds me of is Parks and Recreation, that television show. Mm-hmm. And in the very first season, like the first episode, she wants to fill a pit, right? And she's the one government employee who really cares about doing the right thing. And pretty much every single other government employee just tells her, like, yeah, you're not going to get that done. It's just impossible.
Right.
No, because have you seen this show?
Wait, which show?
Parks and Recreation.
Yeah, I've seen it before, but yeah, I don't know this episode.
It's very entertaining. But basically the point of the show is that there's just too much bureaucracy, too much red tape to ever get anything done.
Gets in the way of real progress. So, your comments are welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. There's other news here, and I don't know, maybe I want to save this story about the female desire for next week when we have the ladies back, because that's what we do on Friday nights. Julia and Allie join me here in the studio, and I feel
sure the conversation's going to be very desirable.
I feel like this particular story is too detailed. I don't think feel like we can do it justice here. We're going to try Matulu one more time. I'm told he's back. Are you with us?
Am I here? Am I there?
We hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, bro, what's up with Adam? What's going on with his situation?
I don't know. What situation? You're talking about Adam Kokesh?
Yes, sir.
What's the situation? I haven't heard anything.
I haven't listened to you guys in like 4 days, so I'm trying to catch up. You know what I'm saying? It's getting closer to the fourth. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the gun march on Washington?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's been canceled. Was canceled a few.
I know that. But you know what I'm saying? What's up with his funds? What's up with his funds, bro? Give him some props out, bro.
His funds? His money?
Yeah, you told me that. Or you told us on the radio that his parents were matching dollar for dollar on his thing.
You're talking about Rich Paul. You mean Rich Paul, not Adam.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah. So we had actually Rich on earlier tonight. Let me give you a quick rundown here for listeners just tuning in. Rich Paul joined us earlier from jail tonight. You can download the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. But, the fundraiser was a success. His parents matched the funds. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund came in and added some more money into it. So we were successful with the initial fundraiser. There is another one going on right now. You can go to richpaul.freetalklive.com to contribute to that. The appeals process is going to begin. They're working on hiring the attorney who's going to handle the appeal. We're talking about Rich Paul, who's now in jail for selling cannabis, hoping to appeal that and possibly make some real strides forward in the realm of jury nullification here in New Hampshire. So I hope that answers your question, Matulu. Thanks for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe we'll sneak an email in here as well coming up because we've got time for that. And, of course, time for your calls. You take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up in moments.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here in the remaining moments. Enough time to sneak your thoughts in at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight with you, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Julia.
Don't forget, you can join Julia on her radio show, which is Puke and the Gang, although unfortunately she wasn't able to be there for the most recent episode, which they recorded under a very large tent. They had like a huge Puke and the Gang tent.
That's cool. Which I know, it was awesome.
Yeah, you were there. And
yeah, they had a lot of different guests. You were on.
I was on briefly.
Fred
Dale.
Benot.
Right, Dale was in. Dale was drunk.
I heard. That's Dale. Pretty much all I've heard about it.
He was
Dale
so drunk.
Was ridiculous.
He apparently, and I didn't know this, but apparently he left during the show, walked over to the tree nearby, and urinated on the tree.
On Nick's car.
This is like out in the open, basically. Like there's, it was interesting. So pukeinthegang.com. It's a weekly show that you guys put together on Sundays usually. So I guess you're gonna be back on this coming week.
I will.
All right, so pukeandthegang.com for more of Julia. And I've got an email here. I'm not going to reveal the person who wrote it due to the sensitive nature of the topic. The person who writes says, I hope it's cool for me to email with a question. I didn't want to call in because I have friends that listen and I keep some things private because I'm just uptight that way. You seem to have experience with different drugs, and I have a question about DMT. If you don't know anything about it, that's cool, but here's the deal. My son is interested in trying it, and he and I have both been looking into it and reading as much as we can, but we don't know anyone personally that has tried it. All my son has done at this point is smoke cannabis, which I think he does quite often. He has had alcohol a couple of times, but he didn't like how it made him feel. Of course, he drank to the point of puking and essing himself the whole next day. He is interested and in the enlightenment that supposedly comes with DMT consumption. So my questions are, do you think it's relatively safe? And if you know, would you recommend smoking or eating it? She asks.
So I do think it's relatively safe. I have only smoked it. You know, I'm kind of torn on this because I can't help but feel like DMT is not necessarily a good first harder drug, and I put quotation marks around that because I do not like those terms at all, because I think that alcohol is a much harder drug than DMT.
Alcohol is maybe a harder drug than any other drug.
I think alcohol is the hardest drug. But as far as what people think, like hard drugs, soft drugs, I don't know that I believe that DMT is the best first one, because DMT has the ability to take you to another world, right?
And supposedly. I've never gotten that far.
I haven't been there either.
I don't even think it's just that it takes you to another world. Because, I mean, lots of drugs will take you to another world, but It's that it's so abrupt. And for one thing, when you're smoking DMT, I've never drank, what is it called? The ayahuasca. I've never had ayahuasca.
It's basically a tea form of DMT.
It can make you vomit, which sounds like really terrible. I hate vomiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like smoking it, it involves like smoking as much as you possibly can before you basically are out of it. And then when you're out of it, it's like really intimidating because it's taking you away and you're all like, I don't know if I'm ready to do this, but too late. You're already there. And then,
so you've lost touch with reality on DMT?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you kind of,
where did you go?
Always do.
Did you leave your body? Did you, have like some sort of ethereal experience?
The first time I tried it, I didn't smoke enough. And so it was actually disappointing because I wanted to lift off, as they say. And I didn't get that at all. I was like very conscious of the people around me and like the noises and everything. And then the second time I did more and it was like, I saw lots of geometric. It was basically like, why don't I just do some LSD? Because I like that's so much more gradual and it lasts longer, and I get more out of that than I would ever get from some 10 minutes of.
I'd have to disagree. I
recommend mushrooms as your first tripping experience.
I have had bad experience with mushrooms, so I wouldn't.
Why do you recommend that?
I don't know. I think that it's a better for, maybe it's because I'm nostalgic because it was my first hard drug, right?
Maybe that's it. I would recommend doing it with someone who has experience. Whatever it is you're going to do, whether it's mushrooms or DMT or LSD.
Right.
And, Free Talk Live is not advocating the use of these substances, but what I am saying is that I know people are going to use them, which is, this is why this person has written to the show. This person is curious about those substances and wants to know more. And it's important to know about these things. It's important to have someone who's experienced in doing these sort of psychedelic adventures to be there, to be kind of the sitter, I guess you could call it, to create a safe feeling set and setting, because whatever chemical we're talking about, the set and setting is the most important factor. Wouldn't you agree with that, Julia?
Sure. My experience with DMT was after, at the time that I took DMT, I have done mushrooms and acid and ecstasy hundreds and hundreds of times. And like, I could not even put a number on it. So having a lot of experience with drugs and psychedelics, I did DMT, and I was nervous about it because with those drugs that I described, which were the ones that I did primarily as a young person, even though you're hallucinating and you're tripping, you're still aware that you're tripping and that your reality is, it's just kind of, like trees breathe and flowers grow and stuff like that. But you still looks like this world.
If you're taking a responsible level, right?
I've taken quite a bit and still am aware of what's going on. And so DMT always kind of scared me because people talk about going to this other world. So here would be my recommendation. The thing that I did not like about DMT was the body load. I felt really heavy on heavy feeling all over my body. And so when I started coming up, that's the first thing I noticed. And I thought, wow, I'm not going to like this. I don't like the way I feel. I'm not going to like this. And that, and then I was like, wait, don't say that. Now it's going to be bad, right?
Mm-hmm. I know.
You can really put yourself in a bad mindset.
I'm familiar with this whole feeling where it's like, what have I gotten myself into feeling right before it happens?
Yeah. So the visuals, they were very nice. So the second time I smoked DMT, I sat in the backyard in a chair with Luther, and we smoked it. And I only took two hits the first time because I wanted, and I told Luther the same thing, because I wanted to experience the body load and get comfortable with the body load before I decided to try more. And it's gone in like 20 minutes and you can do it again. So that would be my recommendation. It would be set up some chairs in the backyard, looking at something nice on a nice day, sit down and take a couple hits and wait and like experience a little bit of it first.
That's a good idea because there's no rush. I don't think that it's like, if I do a little bit now, then it'll be lessen the effect later. I don't think it's really like that. I think you can play with it like that if you want.
Yeah, and you can measure your dose, right? Like you're saying, you take one hit and see what happens there, and then take another one and see how that goes, and then, so take your time. You don't have to, go all the way in, I guess, is what's important. But
maybe
I think
dip your feet in the water first.
Well, I think that that's one of the things that makes DMT interesting and really special as compared to mushrooms or LSD. When you take mushrooms and LSD, you're in for the ride. You're in for whatever it's going to be, and hopefully it'll be a good, positive experience. Like I'm saying, you have set and setting is very, very important. Yeah. If you're in a positive place with positive people who have had experience,
and you're in a positive place
positive,
personally, like, right. If you are experiencing, if you are experiencing like negative issues in your life, now is not
the time to try
drugs.
Any drug, any trip, or anything like that. That's really important. Your mindset going into it is the most critical factor. But if you're concerned at all about having a bad time, at least with DMT, it's over in 10 minutes. I mean, you know, you've got maybe a little bit of an afterglow after that for another 10 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, in 20 minutes, you feel 100% sober.
Right.
Sure.
You'd be ready to go back to work or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do DMT on a lunch break, and no one would have any clue about it. So I was debating with myself after this recent Porcupine Freedom Festival as to whether or not DMT was my favorite drug, you know, of all the entheogenic drugs, because it is something that doesn't require a huge time commitment.
But
you're not
tastes
into
gross.
It. Yeah, it's very unpleasant to taste. It's like a lot like burning plastic basically. But it's something you won't want to do a whole lot, because of that. And of course,
you know,
it wouldn't be as special.
And I also didn't find it particularly enlightening.
No,
like,
I agree.
I know that some people feel like they get a lot of meaning out of it, and you can ascribe meaning to anything that you experience.
Sure.
But I did not personally. I felt like I was experiencing the drug, and then I took from it, you know, just that's my experience on the drug, and that it wasn't like the drug didn't tell me anything. It didn't teach me anything or expose me anything.
Andy in Huntsville. Andy, go ahead with your thoughts. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the recent Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage, it was kind of weird.
Okay.
Yeah, who is the government to define what my relationship with somebody else is?
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I think that the ruling, though, was more about them, I guess, respecting people's marriages and actually, you know, granting whatever marriage benefits to people. And I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I guess we're out of time, but I have some other thoughts on this thing. Maybe I'll call you back later.
Yeah, call us back. We got some more time. I appreciate it, Andy. I'm happy to get back into that in detail. But if you are going to take some sort of hallucinogenic or psychedelic drug,
I recommend MDMA as the first hard drug you do.
I would recommend that you go and learn a lot about it over at Arrowid.org, whatever it is, Arowid.org. Don't jump into anything like this without
knowing
people
you love.
Your stuff. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.